Welcome, listeners, to another episode of the Busby Babe podcast. This is Colin Dams, and I'm joined by Matt Barnes.
Yo, what's up?
So we're going to talk about the West Ham result, obviously, and we haven't talked since Young Boys either, so we'll talk about that result as well. But yeah, Matt, initial reaction to this 2-1 win over West Ham?
Well, we won.
So, that's the important thing.
Yeah. You hit the nail on the head earlier. I mean, it shouldn't have been that close. But I actually think that we started the game well. Better than we have been, I think. We just didn't get a goal. And I don't know, man. Like, it's hard not to go straight to the penalties and everything, but it was kind of like, I mean, it was up and down. Like, West Ham were organized, you know? Like, they're not just going to fall over, you know? That's not an easy game.
Yeah, I mean, they're recently, too. I mean, basically since last season, they've been, you know, a pretty tough team to handle.
Yeah, with Antonio, I don't, you know. But, I mean, yeah, we win. I'll take it. Okay, so I know that Ronaldo is the boy that cried wolf in this situation a little bit, but if he is being fouled in the box, unfortunately, like, the ref was just like, oh, I'm not doing it. Like, I don't think that that's proper. Like, I don't like that he reviewed the second one, which the second one, by definition, and I could see why they didn't give him that one. I didn't really think they were going to give it to him.
I think the problem is that it really looked like he dived on the first one. I thought the second one was probably more of a penalty.
Because there was like three dives,
one.
Right? Is that what you view it as? Like, the first one was definitely like horrible. Like, it was definitely not a foul.
Yeah. And like,
is a foul. It is. But you can also tell that Ronaldo like could have gone by him, but the third one is most definitely a penalty. Like, there is no ifs, ands, or buts for me. That's how I view it. Like, the second one, I think, could have gone either way. The third one definitely should have gone our way.
It's almost like how it was in 2008 when, I mean, we had these same exact conversations about Ronaldo, because there were instances where he was obviously diving. And then, you know, he just has that reputation of being really whiny when it comes to referees and, you know, throwing a fit when he doesn't get the call.
Yeah, but you know, the
so
most competitive
when he
players
does actually get fouled. almost comes back to bite him. And I mean, it is frustrating, but, you know, I do think it's also worth mentioning that in this context, the new laws of VAR in the Premier League have been specifically aimed at reducing the number of penalties called.
Straight in the freaking garbage, dude. It's awful. Like, okay, man, like, for them to also not even review that last penalty was amazing. Was amazing. They did not even review it. That is amazing to me.
Yeah.
The second one they did? Okay.
It looks even worse that West Ham got the penalty in the last minute of stoppage time.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, redemption arcs for both Jesse Lingard and David De Gea in this game, because, I mean, De Gea hasn't saved a penalty since Louis van Gaal was Manchester United manager.
If Ollie plays Dean, unless it's like, nah, if Ollie plays Dean, he's trolling. Carabao Cup, okay. Like, whatever. But, no. If he plays him, he's trolling. He's trying to outthink himself, dude. I think that Ollie also needed to just chill. I think with this group of players, I think he feels better. And I like how we're playing, mostly. But I don't know. We've just played very different games as like the same team. You know, I mean, for a couple of games now. I didn't get to watch the Young Boys game.
It was basically like the bad parts of this game, where we were just kind of relying on our attacking players to just kind of do things. And it didn't seem like there was a whole lot of structure to the way that we approached the game. And we got in front early through Ronaldo, who probably should have scored a second one later. But then the red card just kind of changed things, and Ali managed the game really badly from there. He was trying to do damage control, and it ended up just kind of making things worse.
Was the Wan Bissaka tackle actually a red? Because I saw it.
That was a little bit of a debate,
and I don't really think so. I think that was like.
I think the problem.
From what I understand, the guy came up really like on Wan Bissaka, and he had no choice but to come down, and his foot was just there.
Well, so the reason that he had to make the challenge in the first place was because he had a little bit of a heavy touch. So the ball kind of got out of there. And instead of just kind of ceding possession, he went to try and get it back, and his foot went high and over where the ball would have been. So he kind of missed the ball, and then it just went studs into the guy's ankle, which is really dangerous. And I mean, some refs have not given a red card for that, but there's definitely precedent to send someone off for that. So I think it was a little bit unfortunate for Wan-Bissaka, and I think he made up for it on Saturday by playing a really good game or something.
Yeah, but that's not like that's a very not like him thing. Like, he's a very clean tackler, and if he can't, yeah, he'll just keep running. Like, he's very smart.
Yeah, I think this was just like a situation where he was put in a really uncomfortable like decision, yeah, where you like, do I go and try and get this ball that I just lost back right now, or do I drop back and kind of recover? And in that situation, I mean, I don't really blame him for trying to get the ball back. He just went about it too aggressively. Mm-hmm. That's also not really a tackle you need to make that high up the pitch as well. And it was a mistake. I think he's a defender that has a good enough track record that I just trust him to not do that again. I mean,
yeah, 100%.
He's been locked down so many other times. So
I think he'll make an argument for best right back in Europe in a couple of years, man, if not now.
Yeah, the big debate like right now with United fans is his attacking side of his game. And like we saw it a little bit against West Ham too, where
he's getting there, dude. He's getting there.
He is capable of making really good passes and crosses. The problem is he's just like, he sends a lot of them the wrong way. But like,
and he doesn't necessarily do it on the run yet. He needs to dribble a little bit and like get in the corner, pull a guy to the line, and then just, you know, like one step over, cross. You know, he can do that.
Yeah. I think it sticks out too that we like to attack with our fullbacks, and Luke Shaw is very good at it. Obviously, so like
he is a freak of nature, dude.
Yeah,
like where did this guy's story, dude? Like, I don't really talk about Luke Shaw that much, but like, dude, like, what a freaking player, dude.
Yeah.
What a journey, dude, you know? And look at him now. And the dude is like deceptively fast. Like, mm-hmm. he's a thick dude, but that guy is quick, dude.
I mean, he's stronger now. He can just like shrug people off. There was a moment against Newcastle we talked about where he just kind of like shoved a dude to the ground and just kept going.
Dude, I love it. Yeah. I love it, dude. Oh, man. And then that assist he had to Ronaldo, dude.
But I think the fact that we have a really good attacking left back kind of makes Wan-Bissaka's shortcomings stick out. And it's something that, you know, he can obviously improve at. But for the most part, like, he does his first job really well, and I'm okay with that.
I think they literally, like, they're reflections of each other. Like, because I think Dallo can actually attack pretty well. I don't think he's as good at defending as Wan-Bissaka. Like, he's not as good at attacking as Wan-Bissaka is at defending. I'm not saying
right.
that. But I do think that, I don't know. I think Dallo could have an interesting... Ollie doesn't rate him, but that's the only issue.
Yeah,
but
it's going to be interesting because he's going to get two chances in the Champions League with Wan-Bissaka out. So Dallo's more than likely going to play against Villarreal next week and then Atalanta after that. So he's going to get his chance.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Is Telles, he's still hurt, right?
Yeah, he's hurt. He picked up an injury in preseason, and I don't know if he's back in training or not, but he was like all over the United like preseason practicing.
Yeah.
Social media posts, and I haven't seen him. Since.
Yeah, he's a ghost. It seems like in English football, like when a player gets hurt, they like put him in the closet. Like you don't see him ever. Like
yeah.
And that's not a jab. It's just like we get no information.
It's so strange in America.
We like have like minute by minute updates because of fantasy sports. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Isn't that wild? The way that works. That's so crazy to me, dude.
It almost makes American football seem like invasive because you're like,
yeah,
you're finding out in real time whether this person's like career is in jeopardy or not. And I mean, with Phil Jones, it was like, it's to the point last year where everyone was like, is he just like being pushed out of the squad? Like what's happening? Yeah. But he actually like had a serious knee injury early in the year that kept him from training and being a part of the team at all.
It's because of Vegas. So it's like, no, seriously, dude, think about it. Like how much money it rides on. Don't get me wrong. There's betting everywhere, but man, real talk. That's the betting scene and all of that. And how all of it works, you know. I mean, same with NBA, MLB, though, you know, like,
yeah,
like we don't know anything. Like, you know, like we ragged on Phil Jones, but he's been, you know, hurt. But yeah. You know, like I don't. It is his personal information, but it is also nice to know. I think for the benefit of the player, like as far as social media and all this stuff goes, like I think something needs to change to where like. They can have consent to let people know. Because, I mean, for example, like, if Phil Jones is just hurt, then he's just, like...
Yeah, it's kind of unfair for everyone to be on Twitter, like, oh, well, he's
exactly.
Just, like,
and then Phil Jones never has to come out and make that statement. You know what I mean? It's weird. It's weird. I never thought I would go into this. I'm sorry, but I don't know. I think something there needs to change. As far as like injured players go, like, I mean, maybe it is their consent. Maybe they don't want, you know, people to know, and that's fine. But yeah, I mean, especially how toxic football fans can be, like everywhere, not just Europe, you know, like, yeah, I think that's, yeah, it's crazy, man. But anyways, I hope those guys get back. Talking about left backs, right backs. Before we went off the rails.
But yeah, the young boys game, obviously not great. And then Lingard had the mistake in the last minute that gifted them the winner, which made his goal against West Ham a lot sweeter, I think. Because, you know, people were really on him after that one.
Oh, yeah.
And I
it was pretty bad.
This one was a banger, though.
Yeah. Dude, they just posted, United just posted on Instagram, like, a video of Ronaldo and Lingard, like, celebrating, and then him, like, teaching him when he was a kid, and it's just...
Yeah.
It's really
he was, like, pushing him. He was trying to get him to celebrate. Lingard obviously didn't want to. I think after last season, West Ham is kind of special to him, with, you know, obviously getting back focused on football and kind of recovering from... a really bad personal period. But yeah, like Ronaldo and Bruno were both really trying to get him to celebrate in the moment.
Yeah, which is weird because it is a loan. I don't know how this is players like not celebrating for like a loan team is like putting the staff like putting the flag at half staff for like I don't know, like a rock star dying. You know what I mean? Like it's weird. I don't get it. Like if you played there, like Ronaldo against like Juve, if we ever played, you know, Juve, I guess, but
Ronaldo did celebrate for Juve when he scored against us.
Yeah, but it wasn't his. But it wasn't like.
I mean, he took his shirt.
No, yeah, I know. He showed his abs, yeah. Because I remember, because you said, fuck you. I remember. I was there watching it with you. but it wasn't like, I feel like it's more significant after the first time he went back somewhere, right? Like Madrid, like, he looked like he was in pain when he scored for Madrid against us.
Yeah.
Like, he looked like he was in pain. I don't know if you, like, remember, but, like, go back and look at his face. Like, he looked
I remember that.
He looked very well. He looked very sad. And, yeah, man, I just don't think, I don't know. I think it's, like, a, and this is a weird niche opinion, but I think it's, like, a weird, like, okay, my most recent club, I don't, you know, like, so Juve against, like, Madrid, I guess he wouldn't, like, celebrate. You see what I'm saying? I don't know. I guess he can't celebrate. He can't not celebrate against people for forever and make exceptions forever. And how is he supposed to know he's going to go back to United? Maybe he just stays at Juve and scores a lot of goals. No, I didn't think that was ever going to happen. But, you know, you never know. But
yeah. I just think Lingard was, like, weird. You know, maybe it's first weird. Time back at West Ham, he just didn't really feel like,
yeah, you know, probably because they applauded him in. Too.
Yeah, I mean,
they applauded him, and that's like good on him. But I still think it's strange.
He's been very open too about how, like, important that was to just kind of, like, get away for a little while and, like, refresh after, you know, everything with his mom going through cancer treatment and taking care of his family and everything, and how he, like,
he's had a rough go, dude.
Yeah, and West Ham was really good for him. So, and the fans appreciated him. So I'm okay with it. I guess, like, although I do think he's probably going to start against them in the League Cup this week. So if he scores again at Old Trafford, who knows?
Yeah. Can't do it all day. Yeah. You know, he's going to celebrate, dude.
Yeah. What do you think about Lingard though? Cause we talked about him as a super sub before and like in the past.
Dude, I said before, I mean, he's good around, but like, it's weird that he's here. He could start somewhere, but he does do damage when we tire a team out.
Yeah. And he can play in a bunch of positions. Like, he and Sancho came on and they kind of switched around a little bit. They're both able to do that as, like, just individually. They can play in a lot of attacking positions, but, like,
perfect sub.
It looks dangerous. Yeah, that was a really good move by Ollie.
Like good timing on the sub, I think, and like good subs. Like good, like, choice of people to take off. Yeah. Like Greenwood seemed like he was getting like a little involved, but like it just seemed like at that point in time, like Jesse actually was good for changing the pace and really like pressing. Yeah. And Sancho can do the same thing, you know. I thought it was interesting to take off Paul Pogba. I think at that point in time he definitely should have taken off Fred. Because he was going to take out...
Or McTominay, who definitely looked a little bit concussed after either. That hit.
Either. Yeah, that's true. Either, to be honest, because I like Fred, but he was awful.
He's not had a good run recently.
He was not good. He was very bad. Like I've seen him be good. I've seen good Fred. I'm a fan of Fred, but not having it. Like, dude, 2 minutes left, he puts in Matic, which, don't get me wrong, Matic got involved, and he's one of the reasons why we, you know, scored. But, if you're going to do that, dude, just take him off earlier or make the decision. Why 2 minutes? You know, lucky that Matic did something, but, I mean, in that point in time, like, you got to have a player that has time to put air in their lungs, dude, you know? They got to get out there and they got to run. They got to get real warmed up, you know? And
that's been part of the problem, though, is that it's like either Matic or Fred starting have not been good this season. It's just not been going for them. I think McTominay coming back, he didn't look fully himself, but he made a brilliant pass to Ronaldo at one point that probably should have made it 2-1. I guess it would have been at that point. But, yeah, I mean, he looked really sharp at points. There are other times he kind of gave the ball away, but, like, this was his first game back from injury. I thought he looked pretty good. The problem is, like, and this was the thing about playing Pogba on the left, is usually, or ideally, when Ollie does that, he wants to kind of create space for Pogba to be a sort of, like, left central midfielder to just kind of, like, free roam and, you know, do creative attacking things. But with Fred and McTominay being overrun by Declan Rice and Thomas Suchek, Pogba ended up playing as more of like a third central midfielder in this one.
We just need Declan Rice. We just need an anchor, dude. We need an anchor. And this team is like,
Rice looked really good. I mean,
yeah,
his game has grown a lot over the last 2 years. Where like he's not even just like, you know, a
defensive West Ham's like, team.
Yeah, like I mean, he's if he stays there, he's gonna be their captain. But like, he's so important to like just progressing the ball as well.
He was at this point.
Like, he's a really good passer, and like, yeah, I would like Declan Rice in this team. He's gonna cost a lot of money though.
Yeah, it's the English premium, dude.
Yeah, he's also a Chelsea fan, so.
Yeah, but
if they come calling, there's gonna be a bidding war.
Yeah, but dude, like, yeah, I guess that's who they go for. I don't know who Chelsea goes for, like, in the next transfer market. Okay, Kashi, you gotta get off, bro. Sorry, ow, he's clawing me. Okay, yeah, dude, I do think we just need an anchor, and fortunately, we don't have Prime Matic. But dude, oh man. I think we're still going to be okay. I think that Fred's got to pull his head out of his butt, but.
And just, yeah, that's like, the thing. Is like,
but like,
I mean, we don't really have a lot of midfield options right now. It's like him, Matic, and McTominay, who's like lingering injuries. So it's like just benching Fred isn't necessarily an option, but like he's got to get going.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly right. We need to bring... Who's the next youth player, dude? Who's the next one?
Well, we sent out Levitt and Garner on loan, so I'm not really sure who the 18-year-old would be. I really thought... Shit. Yeah. I would have liked James Garner to...
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know we put him where we sent him out on loan.
Yeah, he's back at Nottingham Forest.
Oh, no, I did know that. Okay.
Yeah.
We could recall him.
if things get desperate, we might have to, yeah.
Yeah, but right now, there'd be no point. Damn, yeah. I do think we're going to be... Let's see. Who do we play? So we play West Ham and then Villa. So, Colin... when, if you think we drop points... Do you think we drop points in the next couple, like, Premier League games?
Let me pull up our schedule.
Because I don't want to talk about Champions League. I'm just going to jinx it.
I mean, Villa's a possibility. I do think we draw with Villarreal. That's just, it seems like they draw with everyone. They're very good at that.
I think we beat Villa. It's at Old Trafford.
Yeah, we've played them a lot before, and we always draw. It's always 0-0 or 1-1. Probably Everton or Leicester. I could see it happening. Although Leicester looked pretty bad this season so far.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising, and that's why
they're having trouble scoring.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. We play Liverpool at Old Trafford. early birthday present. Cough, cough, cough.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna be able to watch that with Phil.
Nice.
That's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, we got Liverpool, Tottenham, City.
Washington. I think maybe till City, dude. I think we could go on a run, dude. Because I'm not worried about Leicester. Everton's going to be tricky. I think we could drop points. I don't think we'd lose. I think we beat Villa. I really think that we're, like, I'm going for the feels good. Like, we've got the magic. We beat the teams we didn't beat. In the last couple seasons, we just finish them off, dude. It's time, dude. Here and there, we might drop some or lose. That's fine. But
what will be big is around that time we play Liverpool and Tottenham is when Rashford is supposed to come back.
Oh yeah, dude. He could come back for the Liverpool game, that would be so lit, dude. Oh man.
I really think there's a Rashford-sized hole in our attack right now. Like,
yeah,
he does a lot of legwork that, you know, like, I mean,
not a lot of people
just
do.
kind of accepting who Ronaldo is now. He's not going to track back, you know, he'll get involved in some build up play. But like having Rashford and Bruno on the field at the same time has been huge for us the last two seasons. Like, they're just such high work rate attackers.
Yeah. And I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Rashford's the fastest player on our team.
Yeah, I mean, now that Dan James is gone.
Exactly, yeah. But also, Rashford can stop and stutter step and get in the box and create problems.
He's an entertainer.
So, Yeah, dude. And I just, dude, I cannot wait to watch him and Ronaldo play together. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude. Oh, I cannot wait for that. It's going to be so fun. Oh, man. I do hope that he gets enough rest and his PT and everything goes well, because.
Yeah, we're going to need him back at that stretch.
Yeah, we're going to need him back, but I would rather him take another week off and not rush it and be like ready to go, because it seems like he's rushed back before. Yeah, dude.
It's been a while since we've had a fully fit Rashford.
Yeah, because he had the back issue.
Yeah,
he had the ankle and then his shoulder. Yeah.
Okay. And the ankle thing was like a lingering issue over a couple seasons, I think. But yeah, I mean, I'm really excited. I love Marcus Rashford. I think he's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, his level of contribution now is to the point where he's been pretty dearly missed.
Yeah. And it's going to be wild, because I think that if we can also just get a swagger about us and feel good going into these games when he comes back, hopefully we'll be raring to go, dude. Cause yeah, that stretch of games, like, dude, if we could have him back for Liverpool, Tottenham, City, dude, Chelsea, like, that's a wild run of games, dude. And that like month stretch, we play Liverpool, Tottenham, City, Watford, okay, Chelsea, Arsenal. Like, I mean,
yeah,
I'm not worried about Arsenal, but I say that.
We haven't beaten them in like 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah, but we're in the Champions League, so
they're not even in the Conference League.
Yeah, I know, it's great.
But
yeah, it's gonna be great to have him back. I can't wait.
Yeah. I think that's about all I got.
Yeah, I think that's all I got.
Yeah.
Where is the League Cup game?
It's at Old Trafford.
You did say that, yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be on Wednesday. Yeah.
Let's get it, dude. Ronaldo scored in all of the games he's played so far.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's been aided by the goalkeeper a couple times, but, you know, he's the kind of guy who's in those positions to just put it away anyway.
He's smart enough to be there, and he's quick enough. No one faster than him, I think, in the Premier League now, in that 5-yard stretch, dude. He's a smart runner. But, yeah, I think we got it. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm excited. Thanks for listening, dude. Everyone.
Yeah, see you guys.